It's an interesting week. Normally, we say that the tradition, unlike any other, is about the second week of April, but I'm hoping that this new tradition of seeing Augusta National Golf Club and the Masters Tournament doesn't really become too much of a tradition here in November. But with your long ties to the club and the artwork that you've done for them, Masters Week, whenever it is, I'm sure is very special for you.
Yes, it's always special to me. I started doing golf landscape there in 1984, so I have a lot of history there, and I have been there in the fall before. It does have some very nice color. It's just not what everybody really wants. It's the spring, so I always paint it in the spring colors, of course. But, yeah, I've done over 25 paintings there at Augusta over the years and worked at a lot of tournaments. So have a lot of background there.
Well, Linda, I know that some of your background in art, actually, you have some ties to our local area here. Tell us about your time and that you studied art and you learned more about the industry right here in the Chicago area.
Yeah, I sure did. I came there in 1967 to go to the Art Institute of Chicago. Then after finishing there, I actually did quite a lot of the art fairs in the whole Chicago metropolitan area. So that gave me a good start. It was financially successful. And so I lived in Chicago about 13 years before I came down to South Carolina.
You were painting other things before you kind of got into golf. Tell us about what you started with and how that transition became more golf paintings.
Right. Well, I was doing mostly, I guess my first love is landscape. So obviously golf is landscape too, with a few changes, obviously, but that's what I was doing, mostly golf lands. I mean, just landscapes in general, especially around the Chicago area. I did a lot of kind of Americana scene, old farmhouses, and just whatever I could find by looking around the landscape and finding things I like to paint. And then when I came down here in 1980, I was exhibiting in Hilton Head, and people at Augusta saw my landscapes and asked me if I could paint a golf course. So that's how I got started. And then once I got a couple of years working with them, I had so many commissions for other golf courses. That's basically all I've done since then is golf landscape.
Linda, tell us a little bit about how you have to paint Augusta National Golf Club. You know, you talk to people who go there Masters Week and they come back and they say, geez, you know, TV really doesn't do it justice. You don't really see the hills and the elevation changes and things like that. How do you manage to either A, work that into your artwork and show that off a little bit, or as the club said, we like that image that's projected by CBS during the tournament, and can you try to stick with the view and the memories that people have who only can watch the tournament on TV?
All the TV towers are in the same place every year forever. Some of those views you're so used to are from the towers, like the one from behind the 11th green showing the 12th looking over the bridge. That's probably the most iconic view of all. And, of course, I climbed up in the tower, and I took my own pictures up there. So I have done that view a couple of times. But mostly it's just knowledge of the course and then understanding the palette, the green that they have there, the color green I'm talking about, is otherworldly. And I think that's what's so shocking to people when they first get there is this absolute glow. The whole course glows. And that's kind of something you don't experience anywhere else.
Well, I have to believe that it's got to be very interesting to try to capture the look that the club creates. Does it come from pictures that you take and then you go back to your studio and work? Or have they ever let you just set up an easel out there in the middle of the trees and let you sketch and draw?
I never really wanted to do that very much. I don't want to be in the way of play. And the camera, for me, the way I use it, captures every detail I would ever need. And it's like a jigsaw puzzle when I put it together, basically all the different elements and, you know, taking all the detail shots and seeing what's in the shadows and also taking pictures of it in flat light so you really know exactly what's going on as far as the contours and the space. So it's just a lot of knowledge about what the course is, you know, basically. And then I try to make you see that when I'm painting it, because I have such an understanding of it. The whole goal is to be able to convey that so that if you were standing in that spot, you'd be able to see clearly how to play it or how it works. You know, the role and the just all of those elements, those many fascinating elements when you play golf.
Well, I'm looking at some of your great pictures here and your work online, and you know it's for the most part it's done without patrons out on the golf course, and you know I know that you mentioned, hey, I want to stay out of the way of play, but could you ever get out there, say the week before the tournament, as things are really starting to take shape, and kind of sit out there and try to capture what the atmosphere might be a week later?
Well, I do go. I used to go there the week before a lot of times to take my pictures, for sure. I'd spend quite a bit of time out there. But no, there's just so much to cover, you know, when you're there. You don't have time to sit down and work on one thing. And plus, there are a lot of people playing there the week before or 2 weeks before, as far as that goes. So that's never an option, really. I do much better working with the camera to get all the detail I want, and the reference, especially just reference. It's, none of the pictures are really great by themselves, I don't think.
I understand that Jack Nicklaus and Reese Jones, to name a couple, are fans of your work, and they have some of it in their homes and offices. But have you ever had a Masters champion come to you and say, "Hey, could you do something to me wearing my new green jacket?"
Oh, no. I have done some work for some of the members where they're actually in the painting, but no, as a rule, no. I think the professional golfers are really too busy for all that. They don't think about that too much.
Well, you would think maybe some of them, especially if the Masters might be their first major championship, that they'd want to remember that for a long time. Because, of course, by winning, you get to come back for a long time.
Well, yeah. Well, I have done paintings for Jack Nicklaus of Augusta, but he's not in the paintings.
Yeah. Okay.
As a rule, I don't have anybody in the painting, basically, because I like it without people or distractions, and that way you can put yourself in the image. You know, you can project yourself in it. If there's other people in it, then you can't do that too well.
Well, I asked Reese Jones once, because he had worked on so many golf courses and done so much design, you know, renovation work and new work. I said, "Do you have a project that's your favorite?" And he said, "Well, when you're an architect, all of the courses," he says, "they're almost like your children. You don't want to pick out a favorite." But he says, you know, certain ones maybe turned out better in the end than we thought they could when we started. But do you have a favorite picture of Augusta that really, when it was all said and done, you look back at it and say, "Hey, you know what? That one really shines"?
I think my favorite is the 13th, you know, the one that's on the website right now on the homepage. It just summed up everything about Augusta, that particular painting. In fact, it's actually hanging behind the in the club, behind the bar, in that room that they have the bar in. And it's just sums everything up about Augusta, I think. That's kind of my favorite.
Okay.
But, you know, as a contrast, I really love the Scottish and Irish courses as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're just completely different landscapes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about that as well, because I can see that you've done some things in Scotland, especially St. Andrews, the home of golf, Pebble Beach. I believe you've also done some work over there at Sea Pines. I've seen your work with the famed lighthouse that I enjoyed touring a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about some of these other projects and how much fun they were.
I went to Scotland for the first time in 1988, and in 1990 I started a series of the Open Championship courses in conjunction with R&A, and I completed all that, but at the same time I started doing all the U.S. Open Championship courses for the USGA. You know, I did 25 consecutive U.S. Opens and the whole British Open rotation, and then a lot of Pebble Beach. It just, you know, all over Scotland, Ireland. It's been about 36 years worth of traveling around to golf courses all over this, you know, world, basically.
Well, in conjunction with the Masters this week, I understand you have a contest or a promotion you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, on our website this week, well, we often do a Guess the Winner on some of the major championships. And if you sign up for our emails, you get the email that gives you a chance to guess the winner. And we always give away a nice print. And this week, we're giving away a limited edition print of the 16th hole of Augusta, and that's a really nice one. And the original of that is on one of Jack Nicklaus's paintings, so it's a really nice print. But you have to sign up for the email and then guess the winner.
Well, it should be easy enough to sign up for the email. Of course, guessing the winner at Augusta isn't always the easiest thing, because sometimes whoever the favorite is maybe doesn't always win, or almost never wins, it seems like. Yeah.
But we get guesses of it almost, well, a lot of different players. So somebody's going to win it, that's for sure.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about your website, where it's at, and some of the different things that people can learn, find out about, or purchase the prints and the paintings.
It's just plain old hartou.com, which is HARTOUGH. Right there you can sign up for the email if you haven't, but you can just kind of tour through the website. There's different categories, U.S. courses, British, and the Masters, of course, has its own category. And there's also, you can look on there, there's a kind of an art show which shows most of the paintings I've done everywhere. Also, you can see a painting in progress, how I kind of start and how it finishes. And there's a number of paintings you can look at that progress on, which is kind of interesting. So, yeah, there's a lot to look at on the website.
Linda, in closing, if there's anything you can tell golfers out there, or maybe an aspiring artist, how it is to paint golf and what you try to capture when you do these paintings, what would you tell people about golf art that they may not know?
I'd consider it a viable genre of fine art, and I think that's the way I look at it, as a piece of fine art. I try to also look at it from the golfer's point of view as well, but the painting has to stand by itself as far as a work of art, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a challenge to do that, and, you know, because you have to look at it from both aspects, golfer as well as fine art. But that's what I would tell someone, is basically you bring your own, as an artist, your own way of portraying things to the genre, and you should be fine as long as you do both.